You're listening to Kizuki, the podcast. I'm Mei Yoshikawa, and I define the Japanese concept of Kizuki as the following. Kizuki. 1. A moment of epiphany, an aha of realization or insight which opens the knower to a new dimension of truth that was formerly unknown. 2. Steps in an incremental growth of awareness, resulting in a movement from ignorance to greater awareness of the bigger picture. A kind of knowing that cannot be undone, that cannot be unrealized. As a longtime yoga and meditation practitioner, a world traveler and curious self-explorer, I'm obsessed with Kizukis. Listen on each week for inspiring and enlightening stories that may just tip you over for your next aha. On this week's episode, Godly Moment. This week, I want to dive into an interesting Japanese expression, and especially for you folks who don't know the Japanese language or culture too well, this might be a piece of Japanese colloquial language and expression that might be fun for you. And the word is kami, which literally translates as God. Now, this is one of those moments as a bilingual, bicultural person, I feel so richly abundant in this playfulness of expression. So this word kami, aside from it being a regular dictionary term that refers to God, and even the term God in the Japanese language, I feel like it's much more fluid and expansive than most people in America might register it to be, just because Japanese culture is not historically monotheistic. And there's like a sense of even animism and spirituality and nature and that kind of a feel. So I feel like the usage of the word God is very much more widespread. So when people, and this is slang too, but when people in modern day Japan might use the word kami, what's a good example? Like, if someone did something so awesome in my time of need and you were just in time and I really needed your help and oh my God, thank you so much. It's like, oh my God, kami, you're a kami. Like, you're a God to me in this moment. Thank you so much. I think it would be this, the nuance of it is like the Japanese way of saying, bless you, thank you, you're such an angel kind of a thing. But in our language, we don't commonly say angel. I guess that's a more Christian sort of background thing. But in modern day slang, we might say kami, like you're such a god kind of a thing. And it might be used in context about a person, just as I shared with you in my example. Or you might say, watch a really good episode of a TV show, and they might say something like, oh my God, that was kamikai, like that was a godly episode, oh my God, kind of a thing. And by the way, oh my God is so typically American, and I cannot translate that into Japanese, so I'm just like, this is a mind-boggling episode for me too, moving between languages. But yeah, so, you know, the reason why I wanted to share the usage of this word in our culture with you guys in English is because I love how it captures in a very direct way the gratefulness and the awe of how gods and goddesses or godly moments show up in daily common modern life. You know, it's like, as I understand it, you might sing hallelujah in the church and feel divinely, like feel like God is in the room. Great. But it's not like a huge revelatory surprise because you've gone to church for it. It's where you're supposed to meet godly things. But in this case, because it's so colloquial and it's so grounded in commonality, you don't have to be a church-going religious or even a spiritual person to use this Japanese word. Oh my God, that was so cool. Kami, you're such a kami, right? It's so normalized. And I love how it captures that we, any of us, at any moment can come across a godly moment or a godly expression and just feel absolutely in awe of it. You know, it's like in English, when someone says something is like so cool, you might say slay. You know, it's like that kind of a feel when in Japanese they say kami, like that was so good. I just keep thinking it's a really rich expression of how the divine is actually everywhere, and that it doesn't take a religious, spiritual, church-going person to come across those moments or to come to kizuki, a moment of aha, or noticing that moment in conscious awareness when it's presented before you. So my invitation to you this week is to, you know, every time something little, no matter how little, like a perfect warm cup of tea or a lovely meal or a friend has divine timing when she called you or something, just on the inside, think to yourself, kami, that's so godly. Just because it makes life that much more fun. And I think it's totally uplifting for your own vibes too, right? Because you're like acknowledging, when you're acknowledging that you're constantly, every day, surrounded by divine moments. God, how good does that feel? Thank you for listening. Learn more about me in my upcoming book, Kizuki, Realizations Beyond Time and Death, at my website, maey.live, or find me on Instagram at maeyoshikawa.